大家好。
How are you？
我知道我系要上嚟呢度讲道先。
I knew that I was coming to here to preach。
我都好惊，惊咗几日。
I was so afraid for several days。
但系我冇忘记我个银包。
But I did not forget my purse。
我好开心嚟同你。
I'm very happy to be worshiping with you today.
I hope that the word that I have to speak would be a word that you hear from God.
我希望今天我所讲的说话是神的说话。
We've come to the fourth sermon in our series.
在我们一系列的讲道当中，我们这堂是第四堂。
And one thing we've learned from this letter to the Philippians.
在腓立比书我们学到的东西
From Paul,
从使徒保罗那时
is that he has joy.
是学到保罗那种的喜乐
A real deep and everlasting joy.
是一个很大很实实在在是永恒的喜乐
And we learn that this joy thrives in him even while he is enduring suffering and hardships.
我们知道保罗虽然是在困苦患难之中，但系佢仍然系满心嘅喜乐。
You see, Paul loves the Philippians dearly.
我哋知道保罗好爱呢个腓立比嘅信徒。
And he desires to see them grow in faith and to carry on the work of the gospel.
因为佢睇到佢哋喺信心上边有成长，同埋佢哋亦都兴旺福音。
But Paul knows that to grow in Christ, what is required is not simply believing.That Jesus has died.
因为保罗好明白，就话咧要喺呢个信心要增长咧，唔系单单靠住我哋净系相信耶稣基督为我哋死。
This is essential, of course.
当然呢样嘢系非常之嘅重要。
But what is necessary to grow is for every Christian, by the help of the Holy Spirit, to follow Christ.
我哋要增长，我哋所有信徒一定要凭住圣灵嘅能力嚟到增长嘅。
To be like him.
要像基督
to imitate him,
要效法基督
even through suffering and hardships.
就算我们在患难痛苦当中都是要这样做
And so how does Paul encourage this?
那保罗怎样劝勉信徒呢
We turn to our passage today.
我们看回今天的经文
He not only tells them how to do so,
他不是说只是告诉信徒应该怎样做
He sends to them examples.
他也给了一些例子他们去跟。
Real living examples of what it looks like to be a follower of Christ.
是一个活生生的见证，到底是为耶稣的生活是应该是怎样的。
And so Paul provides two glowing examples.
咁保罗咧就提供咗两个系好显赫嘅明证
，Timothy and Epaphroditus，
就系提摩太同埋以巴弗提。
以巴弗提
，You're right.
In English, it's very difficult to present too.
英文呢个字比较难发音。
This is what Paul is doing in our passage.
呢度咧就系保罗喺呢段经文所讲嘅事。
He is basically writing reference letters.
其实他是写着一封的推荐信。
In fact, in these two men, he's actually sending living letters.
在这两个人呢就成为他一种的人肉的推荐信。
Why?
为什么?
Because Paul's hope is by sending these men, the Philippian Christians would not only hear and know, but also see firsthand what a life gripped in the gospel looks like.
因为如果保罗派这两个人去的时候腓立比的信徒就不单止只是听到保罗讲而是他们是能够真真正正亲眼见到这两个活生生的明证保罗讲的是什么一回事。
Back in the first chapter, Paul had reassured the Philippians that his very own suffering, in his view, was a means and a privilege of advancing the gospel.
我们如果看回腓立比书第一章的时候保罗呢他又强调了他自己的受苦呢是成为一个的渠道一种 的特权呢来到兴旺福音。
And after this, he gave to them a significant charge.
这个之后呢他给他们一个很明显的一种的劝勉。
This is verse 27.
在第27节。
Whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ.
佢話你哋無論行事為人，你都係要係以你哋所得嘅福音嚟到相稱。
And here now in our passage, Paul commends these two, who both exhibit qualities of such a life.
咁喺呢一段經文裏邊，使徒保羅所講嘅呢兩個人咧，佢哋就係呢對節經文嘅證明。
What does it mean? What does a thriving church look like?
一個興旺嘅福音應該係點？誒，興旺嘅教會點樣？係應該係點樣嘅咧？
If we want to be gospel people,
我哋係要係成為一種福音人
，united in the same love，
係喺愛心裏邊係合一嘅
，in one spirit and one purpose，
係一有同一個心思同一個意念。
Then we should listen carefully to what Paul says here about Timothy and Epaphroditus.
我哋咧嚟呢度留心睇下，到底保罗点样嚟到形容提摩太同埋以巴弗提
？I see four qualities.
我睇到有四种嘅特质
of what a gospel-centered follower of Christ looks like.
到底跟随耶稣嘅人有咩嘅特质
？Two in Paul's description of Timothy.
喺保罗嘅形容当中咧，提摩太系有两种特质
，and another two in the words of Epaphroditus.
喺以巴弗提咧，亦都保罗有两个特质。
So first, Timothy.
第一先讲提摩太。
The first quality.
第一个特质
is that this follower of Christ is other-centered.
咁呢个跟随基督嘅人咧，佢系以别人嘅利益为中心嘅。
Paul, who is Timothy's mentor, speaks very highly of him.
咁保罗系提摩太嘅师傅。
He writes, "I have no one else like him."
He says, "I have no one else like him."
And for Paul, this is no exaggeration to say this. There really is for Paul no one else like Timothy because he has taken a genuine interest in the Philippians' welfare.
对保罗来讲，冇一个人可以好似提摩太一样，因为提摩太佢真系挂念福音嘅事。
Let me ask you.
我容讓我問你一句説話。
When someone cares for you，
當有人關心你嘅時候
，truly cares for you，
真真正正關心你嘅時候
，you know it， don't you？
你會知㗎，係咪
？When you are in need of help and a friend or anybody gives it to you， you know or at least have a good sense of whether this help is genuine。
當你有需要嘅時候，有人或者有朋友嚟向你提供幫助嘅時候，你會知嘅，到底呢個人係咪真心嘅咁嚟到關心我？
Then my question to you is, how do you know?
咁我就問啊，你點知啊？
Well, I think the word Paul uses here gives us a clue.
咁咧，保羅喺呢處用一個字咧，會俾我哋有啲嘅提示。
The word translated genuine conveys a twofold sense of being natural and also a sense of being painstaking.
Genuine 呢個字翻譯過嚟咧，喺含義上係有兩個層面嘅，一個咧就係要係好自然嘅。 另外一個意思咧，係幫得你嗰陣時係不辭勞苦嘅。
In other words, being genuinely concerned includes some measure of pain or some kind of cost.
又要自然，又要不辭勞苦咧，其實咧即係話要付上代價嘅。
Or as one commentator puts it, this concern finds expression in true anxiety.
咁有一啲嘅解經書咁樣話，就話呢個真真正正嚟到幫人嘅嘢咧，係要係有一個嘅對你嚟講咧係有啲嘅擔憂嘅。
It makes sense, doesn't it?
呢種解釋係都幾合理，係咪
？If you genuinely care，
如果你真真正正去關心一個人，there
should be at least some measure of anxiety or worry in you for the other person。
對你嚟講，你係會真真正正為對方係會擔心嘅。
So this is what it means to truly care。
咁呢個先至係真真正正關心別人。
It's to worry for the other person.
係為別人嚟到掛慮。
Not forced or artificial.
唔係強迫性，亦都唔係表面性。
But in a natural and genuine way.
係一個好自然嘅流露，係好自然嘅真誠嘅流露。
And this is how Paul describes Timothy.
呢個係保羅形容提摩太嘅特質。
And how does Timothy become genuinely interested in the welfare of the Philippians?
咁到底提摩太又點解會對腓立比嘅信徒有呢個真誠嘅掛慮呢
？Look at the next verse, 21.
我哋睇第21節。
Paul draws a clear contrast here that is helpful to us.
保罗在这里呢, 又讲出一个很大的对比, 帮助我们的。
He says, For everyone looks out for his own interests, not those of Jesus Christ.
21节他说, 别人都求自己的事, 并不求耶稣基督的事。
Now this is significant here.
这里就很重要了。
And he's clearly referencing back to verse 4, where Paul has said, Don't just look out for yourselves, but also for the interest of others.
他在第四节都有这样讲过,第二章说,个人不要单顾自己的事,也要顾别人的事。
But his tone here now in verse 21 is different.
他在这个21节,保罗的口气就有一点点不同了。
The contrast he makes here is meant to jar and shake, because what Paul is essentially saying is,
保罗的意思就是说, 我们所谓的关心是否值得, 有经不经得起考验和经不经得起筛选。
If you're a Christian, but like everyone else, you look out for your own interest.
如果你说自己是基督徒, 好像其他基督徒一样, 但你又只是顾着自己的事,
then you're not actually looking after the interests of Jesus.
那么呢, 你不是真真正正, 完完全全地为基督的事来到挂虑。
Paul is blunt here. He's speaking to Christians who say that Jesus is first in their lives.
他跟基督徒说,他说,你是不是以基督为先呢?
But in reality and action, they put themselves first, relegating Jesus to second place.
我们经常说,我们是基督徒,但我们仍然以自己为先,我们将基督贬为次等。
Do we have this genuine interest in others?
到底我们对别人有没有这个真正的关心?
Do we truly care for the other person? Not for what they can offer us or how we can be blessed by them.
我们对别人的关系是不是只顾着, 我在他身上有什么好处? 是不是这样呢?
But simply and solely for their own sake, out of the love of Christ.
因为我们因为基督的爱的缘故, 我们都是要完完全全为对方设想呢?
You see, Timothy is very much other-centered.
提摩太就是一个为别人挂虑的人。
And we have much to learn from him.
我们在他身上有很多地方可以学习。
This is the first quality of a gospel-centered follower of Christ.
这个就是以别人为中心, 基督的跟随者的第一个的特质。
Other-centered. The second quality that Paul highlights in Timothy is that he is proven.
第二个特质,保罗来特显这个提摩太的呢, 就是他已经显出了生命的明证。
In verse 22, Paul says that Timothy has proved himself.
在第二节已经讲出, 提摩太已经证明了自己是得的。
Because as a son with his father, he has served with me in the work of the gospel.
因为在福音上面,提摩太和保罗一起侍奉,好像爸爸和儿子一样。
In the message by Eugene Peterson, his paraphrase of this is that Timothy is the real thing.
在Eugene Peterson的解读本那里, 他就说提摩太是一条汉子。
That's how he's described as being proven. He's the real thing.
因为他已经有了生命的明证。
He's not a fake.
他不是假的。
He's not just all talk.
他不是只是大声说的。
Timothy has shown that his motives are pure and rightly focused on the gospel.
因为他那个心是纯正的, 他是为福音而摆上的。
Now notice the criteria of Timothy's proven worth.
但我们看看, 提摩太他有什么资格来证明他是这样的人呢?
What Paul mentions has nothing to do with how well Timothy speaks or his leadership abilities.
保罗没有说提摩太他讲道讲得多好,讲说话讲得多好,或者他有多大的领导的才能。
In fact, Timothy is known to be timid.
其实呢,我们都知道提摩太他个人是很胆怯的。
His proven quality, according to Paul, instead focuses on two things.
根据保罗的所说,提摩太是有两种的条件去证明他自己。
First, Timothy has been mentored over time by Paul.
因为呢,保罗是他的师傅很长的时间,
as a son with his father.
好像父子的关系。
It's no secret that Timothy was special to Paul. He was Paul's protege.
因为呢,如果, 保罗, 同提摩太系父子嘅关系，呢个都唔系一个嘅秘密。
Paul had invested in Timothy a great deal.
咁咧，保罗已经系佢师傅做咗好耐噶啦，会对佢好大影响。
And even as close as they were, although Paul was well aware of Timothy's weaknesses,
虽然佢哋同埋一齐生活嘅时间好长，保罗仍然都了解提摩太嗰个短处喺边度。
Paul endorses him wholeheartedly to the Philippians.
但保罗仍然咧好拥护提摩太，向佢推荐腓立比嘅信徒。
He has proved himself.
因为提摩太已经系明证咗自己。
You see, Timothy is proven and ready because he has gradually, over time, apprenticed under the apostle Paul.
因为提摩太喺保罗嘅作为保罗嘅门徒底下咁长时间，佢已经证明咗佢已经合格噶啦。
For Paul, it seems a person's proven characterin Christ isn't quickly or haphazardly formed.
在保罗的眼中，要成为一个合格的门徒呢，不是很随意的，很急速的就可以成功。
It is intentional.
是一定要有计划的。
It is relational.
是故意的，也都是有关系的。
And for sure, it is dependent on the work of the Holy Spirit.
当然，这件事一定要依赖圣灵的工作。
I think of my own life.
我想想我自己。
And how God has shown me so much grace in forming my heart as a servant.
在我的生命当中，神满有恩典来到将我冒造成为他的仆人。
There have been many times, many, many times where I've wanted to do things all on my own.
有很多时刻，我很多想自己做自己的事。
I made every effort to prove my worth.
我也都很尽我最大的努力来证明我自己是得的。
Independent of people around me.
我是可以独立，我不需要靠我周围的人。
And these were people who loved me and supported me and encouraged me.
这些人都是爱我的，支持我的，同埋咧会系愿意来到帮我的。
But still, I would say to myself, I can do it all by myself.
但我又仍然系同自己讲，我唔使你哋帮，我可以自己搞掂。
And by God's grace,
凭住神的恩典
I learned the hard way what Paul's idea of proven character is all about.
我已经学习到用一个比较难的方法，透过一个难的方法，我学习到我知道保罗所讲的是什么意思。
To be proven for Paul has little to do with how well you lead, but it has everything to do with how humbly you follow.
要在生活上、生命上有名证，不是在于你的有几叻的领导的才能，而是你能够达到你有几谦卑嚟到顺服。
Can you submit and come under the teaching of someone more mature than you?
你肯唔肯嚟到一啲比你成熟嘅人喺信仰上你能够谦卑顺服
？Or would you rather go it alone?
或者你仍然想做你嘅独行侠
？Are you teachable and hungry enough to come under God's word?
你系咪愿意受教喺神嘅话语当中？你有冇一个渴慕嘅心？
To shape your entire life,
来到塑造你的整个生命
your thinking, your desires, your passions,
你的思想、你的意欲、你的热情
or would you rather figure things out yourself?
或者你说我都是喜欢我行我素
And so, be formed by others.
我们要别人帮助我们塑造我们自己
Allow those mature in the faith to speak into your life.
用让一啲属灵上俾我哋成熟嘅人嚟到帮助我哋成长。
Seek out their wisdom and their experience.
我哋追求佢哋嘅智慧同埋佢嘅经验。
But most importantly, commit yourself to one another in relationship.
我哋彼此之间要彼此喺主内彼此委身。
That's where it all begins, and that in the end is what it is all about.
呢个系开始，而顺住呢个方向，我哋就会有结果。
Why else would Paul call Timothy his son?
点解保罗叫提摩太称提摩太系佢嘅儿子呢
？Timothy has proven himself not only in his relationship to Paul, but also secondly in serving together with Paul.
咁提摩太证明咗自己唔单止喺关系上，而提摩太亦都同保罗系同工嚟嘅。
In the work of the gospel.
喺福音上佢哋系同工。
Timothy, following Paul's lead, has been side by side with Paul in advancing the gospel.
提摩太与保罗是肩并肩同工来到兴旺福音。
And this is what is most important here.
这里是最重要的一点。
The aim of all Timothy's work, of his whole life really, is centered and grounded in the good news of Jesus.
And
this is what proves Timothy's worth in Paul's eye.
这个就是在保罗眼中,提摩太获得明证的原因。
And in God's. And in God's eyes. And this ultimately is what will make us proven.
除了是保罗眼中这么看,神的眼中也是这么看。
And this will also make us proven.
那么呢, 同样地, 如果我们这么做的时候呢, 我们一样可以获得这样的明证。
So this is Timothy's second quality.
这个就是提摩太的第二种的特质。
And in short, Paul's idea of proven is underscored by being both intentionally mentored over time.
那在保罗眼中, 所谓我们生活上获得明证呢, 就说我们要有意识的, 要去做的。
And focused and given entirely to the advance of the gospel.
随着时间, 我们都是要聚焦在这个福音兴旺上面。
And so this is Timothy.
啊, 这个也是提摩太所做的。
He is other-centered.
他就是这个以别人为中心的人。
And he's proven.
他是有, 得到, 生活上的明证。
Through his apprenticeship. In the gospel.
是透过他跟着保罗在福音上的他作为他的门徒。
Now we move to Epaphroditus.
啊, 现在我们来讲一下以巴弗提。
Now we certainly do not know as much of Epaphroditus as we do of Timothy.
我们对以巴弗提的认识是没有认识提摩太那么多。
But we do know from this letter that he was sent by the Philippians bearing gifts to help Paul.
从这个书上我们了解得到以巴弗提是 被教会派去带礼物去服侍保罗的。
Paul, who was in need while in prison.
因为保罗坐监的时候有, 需要。
What has happened though is Epaphroditus, in his mission to aid Paul, got ill.
但是在这个以巴弗提在服侍保罗的当期间呢, 他病了。
And so ill that he almost died.
他病得很严重, 就病得差点死。
Thankfully, he didn't die.
感谢神, 幸好他没死到。
Huge relief to Paul, otherwise he would have been burdened with sorrow upon sorrow.
这样呢, 也对保罗一种很大的释放, 否则呢, 他就会忧上加忧。
Since it was for his sake that Epaphroditus was sent.
因为保罗的缘故, 以巴弗提就是被教会派他去的。
Just as Paul spoke of two qualities of Timothy,
啊, 保罗讲了提摩太的两种特质,
he does so with Epaphroditus.
他讲, 啊, 他又都, 啊, 以巴弗提, 他又讲他有两种的特质。
The first quality Paul describes is that he is a close partner in the gospel.
第一个呢, 他说, 以巴弗提在福音上跟保罗是同工。
In essence, Paul describes him as a team player.
说他是一个同一个团队的。
He's a co-laborer in the work of the Lord.
在神的工作上面,他们是同工。
But what Paul does here is use five different words to round out his description of Epaphroditus as his partner.
保罗在这里用了五个字来总结以巴弗提这个是一个怎样的人。
First, Paul calls him my brother.
首先,保罗称以巴弗提是他的兄弟。
Not as close as his son,
没有儿子那么亲,
as Paul called Timothy,
保罗叫提摩太是儿子,
but just the same as with how one would show affection to one in the family.
但这个跟我们在家里的彼此称呼都是这么亲密。
Second, Paul calls him fellow worker.
他又称他为同工。
He acknowledges him as one who has worked side by side with Paul in the work of the gospel.
因为亦都在福音上面,以巴弗提和保罗亦都是肩并肩作战。
Third, Paul calls him fellow soldier.
第三,保罗叫以巴弗提,我们是当兵的。
Not as common a term used by Paul, but it conveys the idea that Epaphroditus has, like Paul, endured hardships for the sake of Jesus.
这个名词呢,保罗都很少用的。 这个是保罗拿这个名词来代表的,以巴弗提和保罗他们是一起受苦的。
Now the last two terms are even more noteworthy because they are in fact titles of honor.
啊, 最后那两个呢,还值得注意,因为那两个呢,都带有一种的荣耀的意思的。
And titles that rightfully belong to Paul himself.
啊, 这个呢, 一种的荣誉呢, 保罗自己是有的。
But Paul describes Epaphroditus just the same.
保罗也用同样的字来形容以巴弗提。
And so the fourth term Paul uses is messenger.
第四个字,保罗形容以巴弗提,他是一个差役。
The Greek word here is apostolos, or literally apostle.
希利文的翻譯就是一個使徒。
Now, normally this is only used to refer to those who witnessed Jesus' resurrection.
使徒的名稱本來只是用在親眼見證耶穌復活的人身上。
But Paul likely isn't using it here in the same full sense.
當然保羅用這個詞的時候不是完全指這個原意。
But still, by using it in describing Epaphroditus, he honors him.
其實是用這個詞來形容這個以巴弗提是尊重他。
Messenger.
他是一個差異。
In the same way, with the fifth term, Paul calls Epaphroditus a minister.
同樣,第五個字,保羅稱以巴弗提為一個牧師或者是祭司。
It was a word used to speak of government officials, to angels who serve God, and to temple priests.
同埋呢,這個字呢,亦都可以是形容一些羅馬的官兵啊,天使啊,這些是有榮耀的人。
And so Paul, using this word, does the same thing. He honors Epaphroditus.
保羅用這個字呢,他都是以尊重以巴弗提的意思。
These five terms together
這個五個名稱一起來看,
are used by Paul to say that Epaphroditus is his partner in the gospel.
他都是用以巴弗提在福音上,他是保羅的同工。
They convey a sense of unity between Paul and Epaphroditus.
內中有一個彼此同心合一的意味。
There's a oneness in their purpose.
是合一的。
And much like Paul's encouragement to the Philippians in chapter 2.
好像第二章保羅形容這個腓立比教會一樣。
And there's something for us to learn if we reflect on this a bit.
如果我們再詳細仔細地反省一下,我們有,在這處我們有學習的功課。
We are all called to be messengers and ministers of Jesus.
我們個個基督徒都是耶穌基督的差役和祭司。
And many of you, I know, in our church are engaged in serving faithfully, using the gifts given you by the Spirit.
我知道在座當中,很多人在教會都是很忠心地侍奉。
But I know it's still a possibility and reality that for some of us, it's hard to work well with others.
而事實在生活上,實際上,有時我們發覺我們身邊的人有時是很難一起跟他侍奉。
To put it plainly, this is what I hear.
坦白來說,
we love serving Christ.
我很喜歡服侍耶穌。
But we just don't like serving with that person.
但是呢,我不喜歡跟某某人一起侍奉,
or that person.
或者我不喜歡跟這個人侍奉。
And this, my brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
is an attitude that is unbefitting of a partner of the gospel.
我們如果有這種態度來侍奉呢,是不合宜的。
Let me say this.
容讓我講你聽,
if what I just has just spoken to you speaks to you, and I encourage you in love and concern to not simply forget this, but lay it on God before power.
如果我剛才講的話是觸動到你的心靈的話呢, 我希望你呢就唔好就咁聽就算數, 你要去到神的面前來到祈禱,以愛心來到包容。
So that's the first quality of Epaphroditus.
這個是以巴弗提的第一個的特質。
So our qualities so far are?
我們講了的特質是什麼呢?
Other-centered.
我們要是以別人的利益為中心。
Proven.
我們的生活要有明證。
A partner in the work of the gospel.
我們在福音上是同工，要做同工。
And finally,
最後,
the last quality,
最後一個的特質,
is someone who takes risks for Christ.
是有人要為基督能夠敢冒險。
Here's what Paul says to Philippians about Epaphroditus.
保羅向腓立比教會所講以巴弗提。
And his upcoming return.
他們就快要回來了。
He says, "Welcome him in the Lord with great joy and honor men like him, because he almost died for the work of Christ, risking his life to make up for the help you cannot give."
29節咁講,故此你們要在主裡歡歡樂樂的接待他,並且要尊重這樣的人,因他為作基督的功夫幾乎要死不顧性命,要補足你們供給我的不及之處。
This last quality really excites me.
這個最後這種特質呢,我聽到都好興奮。
Think of Epaphroditus.
我哋谂一谂以巴弗提。
He sent from one city to another, bringing gifts and the mission to meet Paul's needs.
佢由一个城市被差派到另外一个城市，带埋个礼物嚟到系要去侍奉服侍呢个保罗。
But partway through, as we know, he falls ill and almost dies.
但我哋知道喺中间佢就病咗，病到争啲死。
The word risking here literally means gambling.
在这里说的要冒险的意思就是说要赌一铺。
Kingsford, I think this might really speak to you.
Kingsford, 这个呢好像跟你讲说话一样。
And the name Epaphroditus actually is a play, comes from the word Aphrodite.
以巴弗提呢这个名呢其实是在一个话剧当中有一个嘅人物嚟。
She is a Greek goddess, and she's the goddess of gambling.
哦，佢就一个女神，一个赌神嘅女神。
And Epaphroditus, then, what Paul is saying here is, he has gambled his life for God's sake.
保罗其实喺呢度讲咧，以巴弗提咧就系攞佢条命，为咗福音而故攞佢条命去赌。
I wonder what you are on the edge of right now in your life.
我唔知道你而家嘅生命到乜嘢嘅光景。
What opportunities are right in front of you？
喺你面前到底有乜嘢嘅机会
？To risk yourself for God's sake。
为主嘅缘故，你愿意摆上生命
？Is the cost high？
呢个代价系咪好高啊
？Is the future unclear？
你嘅将来系咪好唔清晰啊
？Is the Spirit still leading you to obedience？
圣灵有冇继续引导你要顺服啊
？Take the step。
咁你要行前一步。
One professor has put it succinctly.
有一个嘅教授讲得好简洁。
Risk or rust.
一咧你就冒险，一你就生锈。
Let me ask you this question.
等我问你呢个问题。
When was the last time you took a risk for the advancement of the gospel?
你上一次你肯为福音而冒险嘅系咩时候啊？
Here's what I believe and what I believe the Bible teaches us.
我是这样相信，我相信圣经是这样教导我们。
In every corner of this earth, there's an opportunity to spread the gospel of Jesus.
在世界的任何一个角落都会有机会给你去传福音。
In China,
在中国，
in Vancouver,
在温哥华，
at the doctor's office,
在医务所，
or at 大统华，
或者在 TNT 大统华。
The work of the gospel is needed.
福音都是有机会可以传。
And so there's a need for gospel-centered followers of Christ everywhere.
所以为以别人的利益为中心，基督的跟随者，随时都是机会。
Our great urgency is the need to move from complacency and comfort toward repentance and risk.
我们唯一，现在我们最紧要的就是离开我们的安乐窝，离开我们自我满足的地方。
This is what we need to do.
我们是需要这样做。
We need to repent.
我们需要悔改。
And after that, we need to learn to risk our lives for Christ.
然后我们要知道学习怎样为基督的缘故不顾性命。
I pray our church does not rust through the next 25 years.
我祈祷求神在我们来的35年我们的教会千万不要生锈。
I hope you don't ever rust.
我也希望你千万不要生锈。
But instead you would dedicate yourself to the work and risk of proclaiming the gospel in your life.
相反你要献出你自己的生命宁愿为这个基督的缘故福音的缘故不顾性命。
And so these are the four qualities.
这四个的特质。
Of what a gospel-centered follower of Christ looks like.
首先是要为别人的利益为中心怎样去跟随基督。
Other-centered.
以别人利益为中心。
Proven.
我们生活上要有明证。
A partner in the gospel.
我们福音彼此要同工。
And takes risks for Christ.
为基督不顾性命。
This is what we can strive toward.
这样我们才会兴旺。
And with God's help, as we aim to be a thriving church here in Richmond,these four qualities are not just qualities we each can grow, but all of us together.
在神的恩典底下，我们凭着这四种的特质，不是只是我们个人自己能够成长，而是我们一起能够成长，兴旺教会。
Can you imagine that?
你可不可以想象一下个结果会是怎样？
I know and I see there are people in our church that exhibit these qualities very well.
我亦都知道，我亦都睇到我哋教会当中有呢种咁嘅人。
But there are two I want to specifically mention.
有两个人我特别要提他们的名字。
I don't have their permission.
但我未得他们的同意。
But if I asked them, they wouldn't let me.
如果我想拿他们的同意呢, 我想他们不会给我。
So I'm going to mention them anyway.
不过我不理那么多, 我都是要讲的了。
Pastor Collins and Pastor Jean.
就是, 公敏刚牧师和欧阳俊宁传道。
Of course, Pastor Ward and Pastor Karen and Pastor Simon.
当然呢, Pastor Ward, Karen, 和 李 牧师都是啦。
But these two pastors.
我特别讲这两个, 神的工人。
I know you know them.
我知道你都认识他们。
But I want to tell you from my perspective, from my short years of serving with them.
我从我自己的角度去看, 因为我在这处的侍奉的年月短。
They have been to me models of Christ-like selfless servants.
他们是我无私的一种典范。
They are other-centered.
他们是以别人的利益为中心。
Proven.
他们生命上也有明证。
Partners.
他们是同工。
And they take risks.
他们也肯冒险摆上。
For Christ.
我为基督的缘故。
And I don't need to convince you of this, actually.
其实我都不需要向你说服什么。
But this is a brother and sister who in Christ cares faithfully for you.
这个他们都是主内的弟兄姊妹，他们是完全地来关顾你们。
And for this, I give thanks for them.
为此我是感恩的。Brothers
and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
if anything, this passage pushes us to imitate Christ all the more in our lives.
如果今天你听了这堂道，你觉得你要为主而行前一步的话，
This is what we're called to.
这个也是我们被蒙召的原因。
But I have one final question to ask.
我仍然有一个最后的问题要问你们。
Where do we draw the strength to grow these qualities?
我们从哪处来拿到这种能力来成长呢？
Where do we find our motivation?
我们在哪处有动机可以这样做呢？
I turn your attention to the very last verse of our passage.
我就看我们今天经文的最后一节。
This is where Paul tells the Philippians to give Epaphroditus a big welcome and to honor him when he returns home.
这个就是保罗叫腓立比教会的人呢，见到以巴弗地嘅时候呢，就要乐意嘅接待佢。
And why?
点解啊？
Paul says this in verse 30, because he almost died for the work of Christ, risking his life.
喺30节，保罗咁样讲过，因为作为基督嘅功夫，几乎要死，不顾性命。
Think about this.
试想想。
The truth is, although Epaphroditus almost died,
以巴弗提虽然是病到就来要死,
Christ did.
但是基督已经死了。
The truth is, Jesus risked his life for us, and he didn't just almost die, he definitely died.
基督为我们的缘故，不是几乎要死，是真真正正为我们而死。
And he died in our place.
他为我们的代了我们而死。
So that we might live.
所以呢，我们可以存活。
So that we might be righteous before God.
所以我们在神面前得称为义。
And all this by grace.
这件事全部都是神的恩典。
By grace.
恩典。
Jesus is our motivation and strength to live and grow in these qualities.
耶稣基督就是我们的能力，就是我们的动机，在这处，藉着耶稣基督，我们就可以增长。
Turn your eyes to him.
定睛仰望耶稣。
Give your whole life over to him.
将我们的全人的生命献上。
And strive together in unity to live your lives in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ.
让我们一起的共同携手努力，好叫我们的行事为人与我们的福音所得的福音相称。
Amen.